Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها ويعلم مستقرها ومستودعها كل في كتاب مبين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, after the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wahhabu, comes another beautiful name, which is Ar-Razzaqu. Ar-Razzaq comes from the root word Razaqa, and the word Ar-Razzaq means the one who is the sustainer, the one who provides. And so Allah is the one who is the sustainer, Allah is the one who provides. The fuel for the body, the fuel for this physical body, just like a vehicle, it requires petrol, fuel. And so insan also requires fuel. And the fuel for this physical body is food, rizq, sustenance, and water for it to stay alive. The difference is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Razzaq to all of His creations, not just insan. A hadith which is recorded in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, and also in the Sahih of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh, it is mentioned that when a child is still in the mother's womb, the angels ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala four things whilst the babe is still in the mother's womb. And the questions are, an rizqihi, wa ajalihi, wa amalihi, and finally, wa shaqiyun aw sa'idun. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Bari ta'ala, how much sustenance have you decreed for this human? What measure of food has been allocated for this individual? And full information is given to that angel. They also ask him, Bari Ta'ala, what is his lifespan? How old he will be? They also ask him, Bari Ta'ala, how will his actions be in this world? His deeds. And finally, most importantly, they have to label him as Sa'id or a Shaqi. Allah save us from being a Shaqi. Sa'id means that person who will be obedient to Allah and who will die in the state of Iman. And Shaqi means that person who will disobey Allah, and Allah save us, who will die in the state of Kufr. So all the markings are actually done. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned for insan, as far as risk goes, rizq, that is there, allocated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that responsibility. Your every drop of water, every grain will be given to you. Otherwise there is death. That is why the ulama say when a person travels from one country to another, when he moves out, there is only two reasons for that. Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allocated for him sustenance in that part of the world, rizq, or he is going there to meet Malakul Maut. Only two reasons. So when you travel, you are either traveling because Allah has decreed for you food, water, that in that part of the world. Or that Allah has decreed death for you. So many people travel and they don't come back. We know that. And they pass away. Why no rizq? Rizq has ended. Malaika know when rizq ends, everything also ends. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His glorious speech, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That there is not a single creature. Dabba means a creature that Allah has created, something that is breathing. But Allah has taken the responsibility of its rozi, of its rizq, sustenance. Because Allah is Razzaq. وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. And Allah knows of this man, of all the creatures, where they stop, their permanent residence, temporary residence, how they move, where they are. Allah has the complete knowledge of everything. It's not that there is one creature deep in the jungle or deep in the water, as if Aliyazu billah, Allah is not aware of that. Allah is saying, وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah knows everything. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Razzaqu. Don't you see, my respected brothers, that when a child is born, immediately Allah provides milk. Ajib. Immediately. And not from one section of the body. Two fountains. Allahu Akbar. Filled with milk. Rizq. For that baby. Fresh milk. Milk that cannot be compared. Even nowadays they say that mother's milk is far more healthy than the tins that we get, powder milk or whatever. Mother's milk. In fact, hamare yahan to ye muhavra hai na, ma ka doodh piya ho to bahir aao. What do they say? If you've drank your mother's milk, then come in front of me. And so it's about pride and honor. Ma ka doodh piya. And sometimes they say this person has not drank from the mother's milk. It's an honor. But what we don't realize is rizq, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving insan rizq. We have food in front of us, we eat. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when you finish eating, read this dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani hadha at'am. All praises be to Allah who has given me this food so that I can eat. وَرَزَقَنِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ. And Allah has given me rizq. Allah has given me rozi, sustenance. And from me comes no effort, no strength. I have not depleted any energy for this. What have we done? Nothing. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلْيَنْزُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طُعَامِهِ. Insan, before you eat, look at your platter. Look at the items of food. Read the menu. Think. فَلْيَنْزُرِ الْإِنسَانِ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. Let insan see what he is eating. Is it your effort? Are you doing it? أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّهُ. How beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings down the rain. How nicely Allah pours down the rain. Subhanallah. Stored up on top in the clouds. And then the rain comes down. ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّى. Then Allah says, how nicely I caused the earth to split open. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّى. Then the seed that grows from inside it, is that in the power of insan? فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّى وَعِنَبًا وَقَدْبًا وَزَيْتُونًا وَنَخْلًا. Allah says, and then look at the fruits I give you, grapes, and all the greens. حَدَائِكَ فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبًّا وَعِنَبًا. All the green vegetables. وَقَدْبًا وَزَيْتُونًا. Subhanallah, olives and dates that you eat. وَحَدَائِكَ غُلْبًا. And gardens that are full of thick trees. وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبَّا مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ. So much food for you, all of humanity and your animals. But فَلْيَنْزُرِ الْإِنسَانِ. Insan, have a look. We are so jahil, my respected brothers, that at times we don't even say Bismillah when we eat. We even forget to say Bismillah wa ala barakatillah when we eat. Afsos. And so understand the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is only Allah who is what? The Zat is Ar-Razzaq. He is the one who gives. Nobody else can give you anything. Nobody. Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, even the prophets, they would ask who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the Quran. Look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Look at the life of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time asking from who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, by praying certain chapters of the Quran and certain du'as bifazlillah, but Allah is the one ultimately who gives. The scholars have mentioned it is a good habit to read Surah Waqia before sleeping. This opens up the doors of rizq. It is a good practice. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an, when he was breathing his last, some of the people said to him, Hazrat, you are such a scholar, but you've left nothing for your children. What will happen to them? So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an has mentioned that all of my children are hafiz of Surah Waqiah. All of my children are hafiz of Suratul Waqiah. And it is their habit that they read Surah Waqiah every day. Suratul Sajda. In the hadith it comes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read all the time. Surah Mulk. Surah Waqiah. And read Suratul Waqiah and you'll see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you barakat. Because ultimately sustenance, barakat comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he was the student of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he had no time to go out and run a business or subhanallah work. His duty was to be the khadim of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to memorize everything what he had said. And so food was an issue. Food was an issue. Who was there to sponsor him? And so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that, what have you got? And he said, Hazrat, I have dates in my bag here, a few dates. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, open the bag. And he opened up the bag and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his hands inside, touching the dates, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying it, praying on it. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Abu Huraira, Abu Huraira, now seal it and close the bag. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, now whenever you are hungry, eat from the dates, but don't look inside. Eat from it, but don't look inside. Whatever you want, just take it out. Whatever you want, just take it out. This is the mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This student of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the entire life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the entire khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, the entire khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, and the entire khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala, he would eat from that one bag that had dates. Just one bag of dates. Bas, put his hands inside, eat. Mu'jiza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that when Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an became shaheed in the confusion and the difficulty that this ummah was facing, he said that for some reason this bag was taken away from me. This bag was taken away from me. Bag of dates. And so barakah comes and rizq only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is also very important is that we should have that yaqeen, that strong belief that everything happens only by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever comes and whatever goes, it is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, some people only want to make sure that my bank balance is what, 50,000, and it should not be less than that, but this is the balance it must be. And they start panicking if it goes less. No, why? Nothing like that. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes, it goes, comes, it goes, comes, it goes. This is life. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to understand that. This is something which is very, very important. Look at the yaqeen of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam takes his wife, Hazrat Hajar, and Ismail alayhi salatu was salam towards Makkah Mukarrama. Look at the imtihan, the test. And at that time, Makkah, how was it described in the Quran? رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ. And he says, oh Allah, you are telling me that I should settle here with the family, I should leave my wife here and my son here, but this is a valley which is uncultivated, barren, there's nobody here, there are no jinnats here, there is absolutely nothing here. In this wadi, it is so hot, no food, no trees, no shade, no nothing. Allahu Akbar. But the yaqeen, the iman of a Nabi. And he decided that that is it. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took them to the area of Makkatul Mukarrama where Kaaba Sharif is and settled the family there. And this is where you stay. Husband is like that. You also need the partner to be like that. Isn't that true? If the husband is like that, the partner should also be like that. That is why Allah chose the best partners for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Shias, they swear at Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa, and in fact, all of the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah save us from them. Allahu Akbar. And I say this so that we understand, and so that people are educated. And we need to be educated. We must know the aqaid of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaat. We are people who have blinding love for Sahaba. Not just love, passionate love, blinding love for Sahaba-e-Kiram ajma'in. There is no compromise in there. Allah chose the partners for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bibi Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa, all of the wives. Ibrahim alayhi salam's wife, look at the iman. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, I have to leave. So she comes and she says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is here? What food? Who will provide? I have a baby. He was a husband that was a man who took responsibility. Not like the men today, they ask the wife to work. The men today, what do? They ask the wife to work and the wife also wants to work. Dono hai bhai. They ask the wife to work and the wife also wants to work. In an environment where you have, you know, a mixed sort of setup. We have all sorts of people coming. And then when something happens, then they come crying to the Mauli Sahab, Maulana Sahab, someone ran off with my wife. I will kill him. Or have you got a powerful taweed? Had you obeyed the commands of Allah and His Rasul? If you had any sense, are you more intelligent than Allah and the verses of the ayats of the Quran and the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's easy, we all enjoy, do all sorts. Everything happens when you start chit-chatting, talking, enjoying and thinking. Shaitan makes you feel nothing. He will bring 101 excuses to make haram halal for you. 101 excuses. Have you forgotten when Abdullah ibn Maktoum came in the room of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the wife did not do hijab parda? So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you sit here in front of Abdullah ibn Maktoum, small room. And they said, O Nabi of Allah, but Abdullah ibn Maktoum is blind. He can't see us. Allah's Nabi said, he is blind, are you blind? He is blind, are you blind? Maintain hijab. So she is saying, you are leaving us here in Makkah Mukarramah. Who will protect us? He was a man who took responsibility. It's not of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam just to go. But just to explain the iman also of this woman. And she said, Allahu amaraka bihada. Tell me, O my husband, is this an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ibrahim alayhi salam looked and said, and what did she say? إِذَا لَنْ يُذِيعَنَا. Then my dear husband, go. I have no fear. Then my dear husband, go. I have no fear. Allah will not abandon us. Husband and wife, iman like that. Allahu Akbar. Left the wife there. And then what happened? How did Allah open up rizq? By zamzam water. And zamzam water is very different. Zamzam water is that water that also gives you such filling inside like solid food that enters the stomach. That is why the scholars have said that if a person has no solid food except for Zamzam water, he can stay alive only by drinking Zamzam water. Only by Zamzam water. This is the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in this water. It works in both ways, as liquid and also as a solid form. It fills you up. So when you drink, it doesn't only quench your thirst, but it will fill your stomach up like solid food. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam's family was living there. Look at the yaqeen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Allahu Akbar. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ every creature. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, what a Nabi of Allah. Once he made a request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, Bari ta'ala, you have given me so much power. Alhamdulillah, Allah had made subservient to him the winds. Allah made subservient to him the jinns, the animals. He was that ruler, unprecedented king of the world. Nobody was like Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. And so he said, Bari ta'ala, for 1 year, give me the responsibility of providing food to the creatures that are the residents of this earth. Give me the responsibility only for 1 year to provide food, rizq, that you have given, of course, for the creatures of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Sulaiman alayhi salam, bye, it's not in your power. He's got the winds, he's got the jinns, he's got the ins, he's got the animals, he's got everything. But it's not in your power. So he says, Ya Allah, then only for 1 month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Sulaiman alayhi salam, not even for 1 month. And then he says, Bari ta'ala, only for 1 week. Give me that responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Sulaiman alayhi salam, not even for 1 week. Then he said, Bari ta'ala, only for 1 day. That was also rejected. That application of 1 day was rejected. You haven't got the power for 1 day also. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, being someone who loved the makhluk, the creation of Allah Pak, he said, Ya Allah, then by your permission, just for one occasion. Just for one occasion. Nashta. One occasion. Lunch or breakfast or whatever. One occasion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, Sulaiman, this is what you want. One occasion. Take that responsibility. Everything is with you. Ah, Sulaiman alayhi salam. The jinns are there. Hundreds of jinns. Huge, gigantic pots and preparation and food and the birds and everyone that is there. Preparation, preparation, a banquet, food, dawat from Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Once everything was prepared, he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, which makhluk do I start with? The creatures that are on dry land? Or the creatures that are deep in the ocean? The creatures that are on dry land or the creatures that are deep in the ocean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in his heart, marzi teri hai. It's up to you, Sulaiman. Whatever you want to do, alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat decided that he will start off with the fishes. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, khair, this is what you want. Let the first fish come out from the ocean. Oh ho! The jinns had to take these huge, gigantic pots towards the shore. Bilkul! Towards the shore. Here is the shore and the water is coming, the waves are coming this way. Everybody is there, food is there, stretched for the makhluk. They will come now out of the water to eat whatever it is. Whatever he had prepared. And so this fish comes out. Happy. Does salam to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And he starts eating. And it starts eating. And it starts eating, 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 eating. And the jinns are pushing the food in the mouth. pushing the food in the mouth. Obviously it can't come out. He's pushing it in the mouth. Jinnats are tired now. All of the food that was prepared, everything was completely finished and khatam, eaten by this fish. And so the fish now is saying to Sulaiman alayhi salam, O Nabi of Allah, I'm still hungry. Hazrat famished, wondering that we are hungry, bhai. Saying, you are still hungry. You ate the food of everything that was prepared for everyone. And this fish says that today, for the first time, I return back to the water hungry. My Allah gives me food 3 times a day and I'm satiated. 3 times a day. Allahu Akbar. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam fell down in sujood and he started crying and he started reading Fatabarakallah Ahsanul Khalikin. Fatabarakallah Ahsanul Khalikin. The Qudrat of Allah, only He knows. What do we know, my respected brothers? The blue whale, that can weigh up to 150 tons. 150 tons. I was reading once 112 male giraffes on one side. 112 male giraffes on one side and this blue whale on one side. Allahu Akbar. The heart of the blue whale is like a small car. It can eat one shot 50 tons of little fishes, shrimps. Just one shot. That is how it is. When it is born, the blue whale, when a calf is born, it drinks 100 gallons of milk from the mother every day. This is the blue whale of this dunya. What about the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The amount of fishes, the amount of animals, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am Razzaq, I provide for insan, and I provide for the insects, and every creature, great and small. That is Ar-Razzaq. Allah is saying, when you eat, think, who is giving you this? And sometimes what happens, that you are eating something, but you can't put it inside. You might want to puke, or something has happened, that certain particles of food come out from your mouth. Why? Allah does not give permission for that grain of rice to go inside. It wasn't decreed. That grain of rice was not decreed to go inside. Sometimes you might choke. It was not allowed to go inside. Allah did not decree it to be part of your rizq. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I've mentioned this also once in Jumu'ah. This true story, Ajib. In Japan, there was this man who wanted to renovate his house. And in Japan, what happens is that the two walls have a hollow space between it. It's made out of wood. So you have wooden walls. And so you have the interior and you have the exterior and then you have hollow space between the two wooden walls. And so he decided that, you know, I want to do a bit of decoration. And so slowly he started tearing out one side of the wall. And when he was tearing out one side of the wall, he noticed that there was like a lizard hanging towards the interior wall from the behind where the hollow space was. And so he went around to see and he noticed that there was a nail upon which a huge frame was hung up. And so that nail went straight through the wall and also went in the lizard. You know, at the wrong time, in the wrong place. So it went straight through the lizard. and it could not move. It's completely disabled. But then when he looks at the lizard is alive, healthy. And then he looks at the frame and he said that this frame was put up 10 years ago. This frame was put up 10 years ago. So how is it possible for this lizard to remain alive for 10 years? Oh, 10 years. And he decided that no, there must be something to it. So he left everything and he wanted to see what happens. In the night he noticed that slowly from the other side another lizard would come in with food in the mouth and would make rounds and turns, and it would come and put food in the mouth of that lizard which is there with the nail inside. And so for 10 years it was this lizard giving food to the lizard that could not move. For 10 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was giving food to this makhluk, to this creature. Only then he realized that this is how this lizard is alive. Otherwise it's impossible. But from the inside, another lizard was going through with food. And I with my own eyes have seen. You know, you get, ducks and swans. They have a long neck. And so in the pond, there was food for them there, whatever it was. And the ducks would actually reach out with their long necks and pick up the food from the side. And the fishes in the pond would come up and the duck would feed it, put it in the mouth of the fishes. Allahu Akbar. That is rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, as Muslims, we should work hard, alhamdulillah. And we should not worry, because rizq is decreed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah has assigned for us, the portion will be given to us. However, this does not mean that we relax and stay at home and just say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will give. No, that is not the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sunnah of Allah is that you go out and you look for rizq. Look for rizq. But don't panic. Don't be depressed. You know, don't think that this is what I should have had and I haven't got this. And so this is an issue for me. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives rizq to every individual. Now rizq is not just in the form of food. Even wealth is rizq. Wealth is also rizq. That is why in the Quran, Allah opens the ayats of Surah Baqarah. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَّقْنَاهُمْ. The same name, رَزَّق. رَزَّقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And from the rizq that Allah has given you, that you also spend. So everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allahumma arham ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi wa ahli bayti ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya rahmatullahi.